Dude, when I listen to this music, I close my eyes and I think I'm back in the 70s or 60s.
I think that's the vibe he was going for.
A blind woman pacing up and down the sidewalk.
Boom, 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 boom.
As if she had dropped something and having a hard time finding it.
Dude, Trey, it's such a beautiful day out there, man. And I'm inside, looking out the window.
I don't care to be outside.
I decide to
so
go
sad,
hand, you know,
because I'd rather be out there tanning.
Hello, ma'am.
This is what I'd rather be doing right here.
Yeah.
Any assistance?
Dude, you see how pale my skin is, dude? I gotta tan up.
It seems to me that you have lost something.
I'd rather just be here, you know, not trying to be on the
She replied.
I see you're showing off your controllers here. All right.
You've seen these before.
Lost.
Yo. Boom. Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, this is your ET podcast. My name is Aaron.
Sorry, I hit the button too soon. But I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. This is episode 112.
Yep.
Dang, this is crazy, man. 112. But anyways, today we're going to talk about something interesting. Hit it up with the title, man.
All right. This episode is called Satan's Symphony. Now, before you judge us with the title, the reason why it's called that is because we just wanted to talk about the corruption, the bad influence that Satan has had on music, because music is such a big part of everybody's life. For the most part, most people I know, it's a huge part of my life, huge part of Eric's life, and like I said, most
everybody.
So I just figured it would be not fun to talk about, but it's something to talk about, you know, as far
important
as
important to talk about.
Important to talk about, yeah. As far right. as how Satan has
manipulated,
the worst influence on music. So
taking control,
which makes sense because it was almost like he was over music. He was the creator of music almost, or something, or like God put him in charge of it, which leads us to what Eric wanted to read to kick things off, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it is interesting because, as you know, Satan started off as Lucifer, right? Mm-hmm. And there is a verse in Ezekiel 28:13. I'm not going to read all of it, but basically describes of his creation, right? And what was done in his creation. Basically, like a good chunk of that verse, it talks about how he was like surrounded by all these, you know, precious stones and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But and then it gets interesting. It says, it talks about, you know, the type of stones like emerald, you know, gold and such. But then it says the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. And tabrets, you know, if you look it down, what it is, like a tambourine, you know, like a musical instrument. It's talking about pipes, you know, you're talking about like flutes, whatever. So just basically everything musically. And eventually, you know, he was basically kind of like, you know, surrounded and was born into this to be, you know, a guardian of God's, you know, glory. And once he was casted out, you know, I feel that okay, because the way how I see it is that every knowledge, like, let's say, because we know that Satan is not, he doesn't have no revelation, but he has experience and he has knowledge of what, you know, of what he has. And, and one thing that a powerful tool that he can use to destroy and corrupt man is by music.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And I know, I guess I'm, you know, just jumping off into different spaces, but music has been around throughout time.
Always.
Throughout time. And actually, it's crazy because, dude, I was watching, like, Netflix, the Ancient Aliens or whatever. There's, like, these series. And yeah, they talk about, like, how apparently, you know, music was a huge influence. And they believe, you know, with all, like, research or whatever, they believe that apparently aliens came down to Earth and taught all of these, like, ancient empires, you know, music and, you know, how to, you know, create certain things. And I'm like, yeah, they're not aliens. They're actually like demonic spirits, you know what I mean? Like, and music, it's, you know, you see it, like, obviously, you know, like, one of the things here that is crazy, and actually, you know, getting into worship, because, you know, like, you know, I'm in worship, and I'm, you know, a worship leader, dude, there are certain angels that are only, like, their only, you know, role is to basically, you know, sing out holy, 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 multiple, like, over, I don't know for how long, but that is their job, you know. And you have, like, these, you know, weird looking angels, but they're the ones that are protecting, like, God's glory and just, like, seeing different aspects of his glory and saying holy, 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 and that's all they say,
right? That's what the end of the book of Revelation says. That's what it talks about, is how, like, basically you sing an eternal song, the angels sing an eternal song, and all they do is worship the throne of God. It's just the throne that they worship. So I don't even know if there's a word that's greater than worship for what you would do for God. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. Like, does it worship the throne of God?
Right. So,
what's greater than worship, like, when it comes to God? Like, what are you doing? What is the adjective or the verb for God? I don't even think we can comprehend what it is.
You know? And it's crazy because, like, let's say David, like, you know, one of his biggest things, and, like, you know, because obviously he's not the only one that wrote Psalms, but the majority of Psalms, one of the biggest things that he paints a picture is, like, about worship, like, how it just comes down to just worshiping God, and, like, just worshiping him is just, like, more than enough.
He had to play the harp for Saul to calm him down and stuff, you know.
There's a lot of, like, different you know stories in the Bible that talks about, like, the importance of, like, music and such. Yeah. But I guess what we really want to get down into is, like, how has the devil corrupted, you know, now, like, the music industry, into an extent that is crazy. Like, dude, I was listening to this preacher, but he was talking about, like, how there was this back in, like, with Hitler, there was this guy that I forgot his name, but he was worse than Hitler. He was, like, one of his generals. And he was, like, the most perverted and disgusting man in the world. He was, like, the scientist.
Not Stalin, is it?
No, it's not Stalin. It was one of his generals. No. It was one of his, like, his generals. I'll, you know, we'll probably maybe, like, talk more about this, because I feel like this is going to go for, like, another episode, to be honest, bro.
Good.
Bro. But basically what he was talking about is that this guy, he made a certain, like to get, like, the propaganda out and basically, like, get control of the people. He figured that if he would basically change the waves, like, the music waves or the hertz of music, like, on people's heads, he was saying that by doing so, by controlling the certain decibels or, like, you know, hertz that you know give out to in a music, you can literally control people's minds and, like, having them do a certain thing or giving them, like, you know, when you listen to music, like, when you listen to music, like, let's say, I don't know, whatever, is a sad song or whatnot, like, it changes your emotions, it changes the way you think, you know, it literally, like, if you're happy and you listen to a sad song, like, it gets you sad.
Yeah, like, it I don't know if you ever heard a song by Lil Wayne called I Feel Like Dying, but yeah, that song will make you depressed and you will
right.
still, especially if you somebody who already suicidal or something. I had no business listening to that song while I was suicidal. I shouldn't have, you know.
Dude. Oh. Yeah. But even after that, you know, obviously, you know, the Nazi Empire was destroyed. But the thing is, what he was saying in his research is that obviously because, you know, they found so many like different things, you know, after post-war, like World War II. But then they kept that. They keep the same thing. We're like, oh, okay, how can we do it to control and manipulate people?
Yeah.
And the only one way is by music. And obviously all this stuff is not like a godly thing. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure like somebody that had gotten in his heart, they wouldn't be like, you know, suggesting, okay, what can we do to manipulate people to achieve more success or to control people to do certain things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, and I don't know, man. It's just so crazy, bro, because like, honestly, we were talking about this yesterday, like how trash everyone's music is nowadays.
Before we get into that though, I don't know if you remember, but Kanye was saying something about that too. He was talking about 808s and stuff and how it has like a sexual type thing to it, like the different like 808 sounds and stuff. 808 is like that bass that doom 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 like that. The 808s have like, it was something, some type of like sexual thing it had to it. And it's just like, and he was talking about energy and stuff like that. And it was just, it was, I wish I could find the thing that he was talking about, but that was crazy though to hear. I was like, I didn't even think about that. I'm about to see if I can find it actually.
Dude, no, yeah. I mean, it really... you know, especially with nowadays music, bro, you can see everything like so corrupted. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into all this, but even like just like the music, like with I don't want to say names, but you know, the one that basically like you can literally see like Satanism in that music video. You know what I mean? Like how
we can mention it. We can drop names. That Lil Nas X, man. About the fact that this man gave a lap dance to the devil. I've only seen bits and pieces of this video. I'm not going to watch the whole thing, but he got on the world's longest stripper pole. And it wasn't even the world. It went from heaven all the way to hell. There's a stripper pole and gave a lap dance to the devil. That's the part that's crazy, bro.
And like, the thing that they're idolizing it, that they're making it seem like it's normal, like, oh man, you're getting out of your comfort zone. Yeah, that's a new way to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then...
but just... No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, but not just that, like, I mean, with every music out there, I mean, just like, you know, even like the own females degrading themselves, know, seeing themselves as objects, you know, with all this... you know, music going on, and I just don't understand this. For an artist, what are you
what
wanting to expose, or what do you want to share? What do you want people, your listeners, your followers to basically follow you by?
Here's the thing too though, like it also goes back to clout chasing and stuff. People will do whatever they can to get money or to get some fame or notoriety or something. So a lot of women will do all of that, but they making money from it because sex sells, unfortunately. And so that's why they do everything that they can to look provocative or whatever the case may be. And that's why, because sex sells. Like, I mean, one of my favorite rappers at the moment, her name is Rapsody. She's not provocative. Like, she don't rap like that. She rap like a dude, basically. Like, she's not seductive and stuff like that. She raps, she cares about bars and lyrics and stuff. She found a way to do it. Now, she's not the most well-known artist because of that, because she's not showing off her body and stuff like that. But she raps better than a lot of dudes. She's probably the best female rapper out right now, lyrically, you know, like I mean, delivery is a whole another thing, or you know, whatever. We can get into that, but I'm saying, like, as far as like lyrics and stuff and her verses, like, I mean, she is the best female rapper out to me right now. Like, nobody, no other female, let me not say female, no other woman is rapping like that, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, no, but for sure. I mean, and at the end of the day, I mean, it just I feel like we're just like going off on two other things, but the corruption, the corruption that the
Oh,
influence that
it's
the
still
enemy,
inside of you.
I mean, I mean, it is, but just like that corruption, like what are they teaching our listeners, our kids? Because nowadays, the people that get the influence the most is just the young people, the kids. I mean, I'm so young,
Yeah.
well, we're still young, but I mean, it really plays a huge impact because honestly, bro, since I was like in high, in like elementary, or let's say middle school, like
Yeah.
the music was completely different than what it is now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Like more is
I know.
like now is more explicit. Like more is just like, who cares? Like we're just, doing what we want to
Right.
do, just like hella reckless. Back then, it wasn't like that. Yeah, you would see a couple booty shakings and stuff like that, but other than that, nothing more. You know what I mean?
Bro, this is
But
how, oh, sorry.
why go ahead?
I was gonna say, to go back to what you were saying about rappers being trash and stuff too. Like, some,
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this. You had to have heard this at some point.
Let me see. Please don't tell nobody if I pull up in that. Let's get back to that. Wait, is
Somebody,
this an actual song?
yes, I still have yet to hear the full song. That's the one part that everybody take and use for TikTok and stuff and use for their videos just because it's so ridiculous. It's just like, fam, what is that? Like, what was the
Yo.
full context of whatever you was saying right
Like
there?
you were saying, dude, like you're just having a stroke or something, dude.
I don't know what happened to this dude. Like, I don't know, man. But it was just, it's just like, yeah, man. Like, music has just downgraded over time. It's just,
Right.
and it, I, that's all thanks to Satan, I believe. You know, and
I
then, like,
mean, go ahead.
go ahead.
No, and I'm just saying, like, I mean, I know we throw in a lot of hate on him, but I mean, who cares? No, I mean,
Do.
no, the thing is that though, like, I mean, it's just like the enemy will use any aspect or any tool that he can, any powerful tool that he can, to basically, distort like society, distort like the family structure, distort what actually is like the natural, what was like the intent, like what was the correct intention of creation.
Right.
And that is one of the things, that obviously with music, and the reason why we put music is because we see that it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Even like us Christians, we get influenced by that too.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, I know that like, some songs is like cool and stuff like that, but if we really take a moment to listen to what they say, I mean, honestly, bro, they're not talking any life into us. It's just like they're talking like just trash and things, and at the end of the day, like music needs to glorify one person, and that is God, and if it's not glorifying God, then it's glorifying something else. It's glorifying,
Right.
an idol, or glorifying money, or glorifying big booty girls, or glorifying drugs. I don't know, dude. Every song, it has like they glorify something, and
Yeah.
most of the songs, I feel like they're the same. Like, you hear like the reggaeton and stuff. All they talk about is just like, sex and doing this and killing and having so many girls.
And it's the
Same thing
same
here
thing
in like hip
with
hop.
rap. Yeah, it's the same thing with rap overall. And here's the problem. I know we are killing Satan, which we should do. But here's the thing, though. Some of these songs, though, I be listening to. Some of these songs be slaps, and I know it ain't right, but it's just like, I don't know what it is about the song. Like, cause I got some songs in my phone that like people, if they found out I listened to them, whatever, like, fam, what is wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got this one song on my phone. It's called, it's by Denzel Curry, and it's called Pat. And the chorus, the dude is like, all black something, or no, what he say? He said, "You don't want this, better teleport. All black sticks out like I'm Voldemort." And so, another word, a stick, they're referring to a gun. So it's a double entendre. Oh, he said, "Sticks out like I'm Voldemort," because Harry Potter, Voldemort, wands. So he's like, "Sticks out like I'm Voldemort." I was like, yeah, that's a bar right there. But at the same time, it's just promoting violence. But it's just like, man, that was a good double entendre. You know what I'm saying? And I'm guilty of this too. Like, I truly am. And so it's just like, I don't know, man. But like I said to you last night when we was talking, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm starting to listen to more podcasts and stuff. I'm kind of away from music. And, you know, another thing too, like, I want to be more focused on my own music, you know, like, and that's one of the reasons why, like, if you look at my Instagram, like the Cosmic Carolinian, I don't follow any rappers. I follow all the music and stuff on my Robert Peace Instagram, because that, because I'm mostly on my Cosmic Carolinian Instagram. And so that makes me basically turn a blind eye to music. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And plus I'm listening to podcasts. So I don't listen, I don't consume as much music as I used to, you know?
That's good.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, me too. I mean, I'm just trying to, I get bored of music sometimes. I just listen to the Bible, bro.
Me too.
Yeah. All I do, man. But yeah, I mean, and I know that it's kind of contradicting the fact that some of our songs have been secular musics, but
yeah,
things that we might change, you know. I mean, and I, actually, we've been talking about this. We've been talking about just, you know, sticking to one beat, you know, where like, y'all know, hey, man, it's the ET podcast coming through, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
But yeah, bro. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's still more to talk about, and I feel like we can definitely, you know, maybe do like a second episode about this.
Yeah, this is only scratching the surface. Like, I mean, there's so many different things that we can talk about, because even one of the things that we could talk about too is like the fact that the things you have to do in the music industry, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude.
Like, all the obstacles and hurdles that you got to go through, you know what I'm saying? Signing to a record label and stuff, how the record label basically makes you into a person you're not. You have to play a character almost and stuff and put on this persona, and it's all types of stuff. Like, there's that we can go in, you know what I'm saying?
That's another point too. I mean, you know, just basically destroying the life of somebody,
right?
You know, from where they started to where they are now is just like a whole complete person.
Yep.
But yeah, dude, I mean, let's we might probably, you know, probably go ahead and do Singing Symphony part two and talk a little bit more about that and how we feel about like I guess even the Christian industry, like, you know, because I see a lot of other rappers that they say they're Christian, but these guys are like, you know, smoking blunts and, you know, just going all crazy, you know, on their Instagram. So
you know what I mean? Thing too, that's an issue too, is like for Christian rap, it's not respected. Like, you can even get into the racial part of things. Even in the Christian space or whatever, there's racism and stuff in the Christian music industry, because like Christian hip hop is not looked at as a real genre. Just like even in regular rap, like these corporations and stuff hate black people, but then they want to steal our culture. They want to steal hip hop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because like there was some stuff that happened with Kurt Franklin or whatever and the Dove Awards.
Yeah, dude.
And I mean, it's not, Kurt Franklin doesn't make rap or whatever, but it's like his music, they didn't, they like snubbed him or something. I can't remember what the full story was, but it was something racist that they did, basically. And this is at the Christian Music Awards. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, fam. Like, come on, man. So there's so many different things that we could talk about. You know, like, so many different ways that we could go with this. So we could do numerous parts to this. We can turn this into
a whole series, bro. A
series.
A whole episode, man. A whole a whole season, dude.
Yeah. So like, I know we went all over the place on this one, but
yeah, I know
it's a lot to talk about, man.
Really, we're just giving you a little taste of what's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, yeah, guys. I mean, you know, if you guys want to share or put maybe your input, maybe feel deep about this, definitely let us know. I know a couple of people out there that do. Yep. So if you guys want to be guests on it, just let us know and we can probably have you and talk about your perspective on things.
All right.
So,
yep.
So, yeah, dude.
All right, man. Well, this has been the ET Podcast, episode 112. And that has been Eric.
Yo, there you go.
Trey.
Nice.
And we'll catch you on episode 113.
113.
Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. Hit us up on Telegram. And yeah, man. We will
get it,
guys, on the next episode, man.
All right, peace.
See y'all around.